Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Happy Monday morning, everybody. Thank you so, so much for joining me here this morning. So a couple of messages. First of all, last week's show was just hilarious because there were some technical glitches, and it actually ended up being that my internet went down right as the show started. So thank goodness I do it via the phone. And at least people could hear me. That was the good, important thing. Second message, I received in the mail, and I think I said this last week, but it's so worth repeating. I host and produce 3 TV shows, Create a Life You Love, Psychic Medium Tony G, and my newest show, Healing with Tony. And I'm in the Midwest, so there's this Midwest Media Fest, and they award shows in for their content and their editing and their lighting, and so it's really a team effort. My show, Create a Life You Love, received an award in excellence. Now, I'd like to take all the credit for this, but again, amazing guests and just even more amazing people working behind the scenes to pull all of that together. So I'm so excited about that. Now, I want to let you know that if I do not get to you today, please, call back, and not, you know, don't call back today because the show is only 30 minutes and I can only get to so many people and my phone lines are booked as soon as I log on to start doing the show, which I'm, again, so honored, humbled, and grateful for. I mean, there's nothing that is more exciting and better to me than giving readings. I don't know if you know what that feels like to be so passionate about something or to do something you love so much. I hope you do. I honestly hope you do. But if you don't get through today, I will I'm here every Monday at noon Central Time. Now, next Monday, I will be out of the office and away from phones and such. So next Monday, I will not be able to do a show. However, the following Monday, which if I had a calendar anywhere near me, I could tell you what that was. But next Monday, I won't be here, but the following Monday, I will. So I'll set all of that up and get it going. But right now, let's get to the first guest, and the first guest is calling in from 509. Hello, 509. How are you today? Hello? Well, somebody has me on speakerphone or something like that. Hello, 509. Okay. Well, let's then just go to the next caller, who is 631. 631? Hold on.
Oh.
Hello, 631. Yay, we've made contact.
Yes, hi, this is Suzanne. Thanks for taking my phone call. I had a question.
Yes, where are you calling from, love?
Long Island.
Nice. Okay, Suzanne, how can I help you today?
Well, I've been subbing and stuff, and you're not called every day. Subbing as an aide or a teacher assistant, monitor, whatever I can do. And I just applied today to a company that a bus company that I worked a couple of years ago for this summer. They said they were hiring. Do you think that they're going to interview me and I'll get hired?
You know what? I heard right away as soon as you said, you know, when you said you were subbing, I've heard the word permanent, permanent, permanent. So I know, A, you want a permanent job, and B, one is coming in. And when you said I applied, I heard, you're going to get it, you're going to get it, you're going to get it. I feel like there's going to be a contract involved because I'm hearing the word contract.
Well, it's really not a contract. Mm-hmm. For bus monitor, you just sign paper that you want to be hired because it's for a bus monitor, not with a school. That's where I applied today.
Gotcha. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Be open to the fact that some work might be coming in that does require an agreement or a contract, because I'm hearing that very clearly. I'm hearing you're going to get a permanent position that requires an agreement of some sort, okay? So put your feelers out there and see what else comes back. I do feel like you are going to get this this position that you're speaking about. I feel like you are going to get it. But I feel like there's something else, and I'm getting my confirming goosebumps on that. There's something else also coming in. Somebody is like speaking on your behalf to somebody to get you, and I'm getting really strong goosebumps on this. They're speaking to somebody else on your behalf, like a higher up, to get you a more permanent position, okay? So somebody's working behind the scenes for you. And I feel like within a month, you're going to have at least one, if not two, opportunities to have a permanent position, a more long-term or permanent position. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, the schools end like end of June, so I would have to, were they going to hire me end of April?
Well, they have a lot of summer programs, don't they?
Be all the time. I just can't, you know.
Right. So let me reiterate, okay? Let me just say this again. Sometimes when we think about something, we're thinking very like about A or B, but we forget the alphabet goes from A to Z. So sometimes we think, when I give an answer, and I've done this before when I've got readings, they give me an answer and I think I know what they're talking about. I'm like, oh yeah, I know what that is. But it really ends up being something completely different. So be open to the fact that whatever is, be open to the fact that whatever is coming in, it might be a little bit unexpected. It might not be in an area that you are thinking of, okay? I do feel like somebody is talking on your behalf to a higher up. And so whatever this means, however this is, I feel like there's going to be at least one, if not two, opportunities for you to have a more permanent position, okay? And I feel like that is going to be within a month's time. I feel like it will be within that month's time.
Okay.
And I feel like I feel like both positions will be offered within the month's time. And I think, now I'm not sure, This is a personal choice if you take either of them or neither of them. I think you, if you had some energy and you had the gumption or the want or the will, you could actually make both of these positions work together. Now, that's completely up to you. I don't feel like if you take one over the other, you're going to be just fine either way. Okay? One of them you're going to seek out.
I can't do both because the bus would be in the morning and the afternoon. Then I would just have to be an 8 or something in the afternoon, and they just don't do that. You see what I'm saying?
And remember, please be open to whatever comes to you.
Okay?
Be open to whatever comes to you. And I want you to know that I feel like one of them you're seeking out, the other one is kind of brought to your attention or brought to you. Okay? Now, when we hang up, and listen, I'm gonna say something first. I always record my readings. That if I in the past when I would go and get a reading, I would record it because when I was getting the reading, I was hearing certain things. But then when I would go back and listen to it, I was able to go, oh yeah, okay, that makes more sense to me. So I want you to, listen to this again later on this afternoon, because I think it will help you a lot more if you listen to this again. So when we're talking to somebody, we don't always get everything. I don't, that's for sure, because I listen with ADD ears. So certain words stick out and the rest goes away. But if you listen to this again, I think it'll be very, very helpful for you as far as understanding some like how these positions might come to you. Okay, sweetie?
All right, yeah, because I just walked into one bus company that I worked for years ago, and I walked in, I got nervous, and I walked out. It just didn't feel right, so I didn't apply, but I applied to another one.
Okay, well, that's whatever feels best. We always have to go with our feelings. They always trump everything else, right?
Yeah. I guess maybe you're saying that I applied months ago to a position. Maybe I'll hear or something. Who knows?
It's possible. I feel like one of these positions, again, is going to be brought to you, and then the other one is one that you are going to seek out. So I hope this was so, so helpful for you. I hope you really enjoyed this, and I would love to hear the results. So when you, in about a month, when all of this has come to fruition, please give me a call and let me know, okay?
All right, I guess I'll just have to sub for the next month until something comes. All right.
Right. And remember, it's going to be within the month, but we'll wait and see what happens, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We are going to go straight to the next caller, and that is 732. Hello, 732. How are you today?
Hi, good afternoon, Tony. This is Carolyn calling from New Jersey. Thank you for taking my call. It's very hard to get through, or it's a good thing for you.
Yeah, it is a good thing. I'm always humbled by that. It's a little, excuse me for one second. I get a little bit nervous, like, and overwhelmed, but always humbled. But
it's
super
beautiful.
Grateful for the callers. Just so grateful for everyone who calls in. Thank you. Thank you. So how can I help you today?
Well, I would love to hear from my dad, but if nobody comes through,
okay.
I would.
Okay, so the first thing I want to ask you is, let's talk with your dad. I love this. Oh, my gosh, I just love this. So first, we are going to connect with your dad, and I don't know if your dad has the A name, but somebody up there with an A name is also coming through. But let's first, what's your dad's first name? Jack.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Jack. Okay. Because a lot of people, once I open that, a lot of people come through. I just want to make sure I'm communicating with the right one. Okay, I instantly am seeing somebody. His skin was not white. It was more of an olive or tan color. This person also at one time had darker hair. When it went gray, parts of it went to that gray, but parts of it went to white. He seems like he was more solid in his build, like not really skinny, just a more solid build, maybe even a little bit stocky. Does this sound like your father?
Yes, yes, yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much. He like walked right in front of me and he says, the first thing he wants to say is, hello, it's been a long time. He is saying, okay, let me relax a little bit. I'm so excited to connect with you. I'm always so excited to connect with the other side. So I have to just calm my energy down a little bit. He is saying that first thing he's saying to you is he loves you. He wants you to know there's so much love from you. He's pointing to people behind him and he's saying, grandparents, 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 so much love coming to you and those that remain here. And he wants you to know they're working for you and with you. You have a project that you're trying to complete, He is saying, we are helping you with this project. Ooh, I have goosebumps. And he is saying that he is so excited to help you with this project, to make it come to fruition. Get it off its feet. Get it in the air. Get it going. Let's do this. And he's pointing again to everybody behind him, which is your loved ones on the other side. And he's saying, we're all the wings that are going to make this fly for you.
I know that. I know. I feel it, Tony. Tony, I feel. I ask, and I have dreams. Like my brother comes through about exactly the project, because I'm also looking for funding, right? So the funding side, I'm thinking of going crowdfunding versus going to a bank.
I want you to do crowdfunding, but I instantly heard angel investors also.
Yes.
Go to some of the angel investor sites. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I've been looking at it
weekend. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh my God.
But also go to some crowdfunding sites and the more you put it out there, the more opportunity you have for this to come back to you. And it's all about the energy. So the more it's out there, the more energy and weight that it carries. You have to be very strategic. They're saying you need to be very strategic in your wording on your campaign.
I know. Yes,
I'm changing
everything. I'm actually redoing it, like paid a lot of money for it, but now it doesn't really matter. I'm just going to redo it all over again. Because last time I didn't have my input, my words, not too much. I had some, I know what to do, but I had a professional do a business plan and a marketing plan.
Right.
But it wasn't to my liking. It was just very dry. Me, I put a lot of heart into it, and I didn't feel like my personality isn't in there. So now I just throw that one out, start anew. Yes.
If you didn't feel it, the people listening
are not going to feel it.
Right. So you have to. It has to be a passion plea. That's the term they're using. A passion plea. They have a couple more messages, and I want you to know that your everybody is here. The brother from the mom side, from the dad side, they're all like waving now and saying hello, and they want you to know that they're going to be they're coming to you tomorrow. Okay, going to feel a very strong presence with them tomorrow, because tomorrow is the day when you're going to start, don't complete it, but you're going to start the project analysis. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean analysis. It means I'm seeing a lot of font, I'm seeing a lot of typing, I'm seeing a lot of descriptors. And then from there, you're going to, like, hone it in and really put a peach on the table is the term that they're using. I've never heard that before, so that's a beautiful way to say it. They also want you to know that they are going to make sure that they connect you with funders that are in alignment with this. So don't worry about you have to get everybody. You're going to get those people who also feel this and agree with it, and they're going to like make sure it pops in front of them. And I need to tell you, that's the way I get most of my clients. They're like, I don't even know how I got to your page. It was just there in front of me. And I'm like, that's because we're in alignment. That's our angels working together, bringing us together. You have this really big, beautiful pink angel that is always, always, always with you. Now, this angel, now, please, people say, what's the name? What does pink mean? Blah, blah. I'm like, I don't know. What I will tell you, though, that this angel is putting this particular angel, and they have no ego. You don't need to have a name for your angels. That's us.
Right.
That's we're stuck in that. It needs a name. It needs to be a great angel. They're all great. This angel is going to be bringing you. I'm seeing gold. I'm seeing gold sprinkled down. I'm seeing gold sprinkled down. So that would be, to me, that would be funding. That would be, gold is always financing, love, and light is gold to me. The supremeness in it. And the funding will come, I think the funding will come from angel investors. So make sure that you're prepared and you know how much of an investment you can allow each person to make and what you're willing to give in return for those investments with those angel investors. And I feel like, too, that this project, whatever you're doing, is really going to touch the hearts of a lot of people, because I see a lot of little white angels with people that this is this project is going to affect. So don't stop. Keep going.
Okay.
And make sure that you see this through fruition. And another way that they're showing it to me is you're planting, I need to get this correctly. You're planting a seed to a tree that's going to bear much fruit, but on top of that, that seed is going to spread to other trees. So it's not just going to be one tree with fruit, it will be several trees with fruit. Now, this can mean that this project holds many projects inside of it and will help many people.
That's the idea.
Or,
yes.
Okay, perfect.
That's the idea.
So that's good. Now, they also want to tell you that they are going to be spearheading and masterminding. Your father was very good, he has very good business, very good business sense that he's bringing into this project. Yes, that's it.
Yes. He was brainy. He was brainy.
All of these things.
Super brainy.
Yes.
Didn't utilize it to the full potential while he was alive.
Yes.
But he was like an
intellectual.
I admired him so much. I love him, but I admired him as a person. I pick up a lot of things.
That's so wonderful when somebody can do that. And he wants you to know he's bringing that to the table. He's bringing all of that to the table for you to use and to don't be afraid to use it, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Tony.
Excellent.
You are
beautiful. You are so welcome.
This is stunning.
This is just too
beautiful.
Thank you. And they want to say again that they love you and they will be with you and they will be helping you. Just keep going, okay?
I couldn't ask for any better reading. $1,000 reading.
Well, thank you. Look up to them and thank them because it's all
thank
them
you.
Coming
I
through
do.
And being
I will.
Willing to communicate through this vessel. That's what I can say. But
thank you,
appreciate
Tony.
The kind words. They're always loved and appreciated. Thank you.
Oh, you are just out of this world, a beautiful person. And congratulations on the award, by the way. Because, you know, I'm very proud of you, and we all are. All the listeners are. And we're very happy for you. And this is just the beginning. Say hello to Hollywood.
Oh, thank you so much.
Say hello to California.
in the future, by the way. I'm giving you a reading.
You know what? That's ironic because amazingly, I just connected with somebody in Hollywood that is hopefully going to be setting up events for me there. So I'm so excited.
Yes.
I can't wait. Yeah.
You're gonna do very well because you're so nice. You have such a great, sweet personality. So warm. And that's what Hollywood needs. Okay? Hollywood needs
Thank you.
Your voice. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, and have an amazing rest of the week. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll let you know once I'm doing, because you never know that you might get involved in the future as well.
Absolutely. You
it's
know what?
That kind of thing
once
that you're
you
doing.
Have, you know what? Once you have this up and running, give me a call back and we'll put it out there for everybody listening. Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
That's beautiful.
We'll put it out there for everybody listening, and you never know who's listening that might want to be a part of it in one way or another.
Or another. Yeah, and I love that. I love spiritual people.
Absolutely.
Everybody, you know, that's on a spiritual journey. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. And I'll let you go because I know there's other listeners, and I feel... thank you. I'm so blessed. It took me many weeks to get through, but I am blessed.
It was worth the wait, right?
And God,
it is.
You're just too much. God bless you, by the way. God bless you.
You also. Thank you so much. And I look forward to talking with you in the future.
We'll talk soon. Okay. Bye now.
Absolutely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was amazing. I love connecting with loved ones. I am going to go to 484. Hello, 484. How are you? Oh, wait, I pushed the wrong button. Sorry, 484.
Hello,
484. Hi there.
Hi.
So I wanted to get to one more person, but I have like 3 minutes left. So I can do this quickly if you can do it quickly. What's your question for me?
My question is about another female by the name of Desiree. This is a love interest. I want to know, or I would like to know, when do you see her moving her belongings in my Oak Street home to live with me?
I'm hearing two things. Now, I'm hearing June, and then I hear November. So now I'm not going to say now this might mean that some things move in June and then everything is by November, everything is moved in or set. Or that it starts in I feel like June, but I feel like there's just one we've talked before. There's one complication that she has to get through before she can make this move. There's just one. And please know, once this is taken care of and she feels comfortable about this, it's gonna go very, very quickly, okay? But there's one thing that she really needs to make sure is taken care of appropriately. Okay, sweetie?
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling in today. I'm happy I could quickly answer that for you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. I hope you have an absolutely amazing rest of the week.
You too. Thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Okay. This is Messages from Above. If you would like more information on me, if you would like to connect with me, I do phone readings, I do Skype readings, I do in-person readings, I do events and gallery nights. My website is tonig.info, tonig.info. If you'd like to schedule an appointment, you can call 414-897-2869. I do readings, I channel, I'm a medium, I do hypnosis and healing also. Please remember, the 1st through the 6th, I will be unavailable for any reading, so please schedule prior to that or after that. I look forward to my next show with you. Please have an absolutely just amazing holiday week and just an absolutely amazing, amazing rest rest of this week. And again, I'm humbled, honored, and grateful for you joining me during this 30 minutes. Thanks, and have a great day.